Here's how a shroom sanctuary would work. First of all, you're not going to provide mushrooms to anyone. You're merely providing a sanctuary for people to take mushrooms who have been abducted by UFOs. To protect yourself further, you could even put on your flyers, "No selling of mushrooms at this event." Where you hold your shroom sanctuary is a matter of militia discretion. On private property, it's more easy to exclude people like the pigs, the ones in blue, and other kinds from disrupting the event. But you are, of course, being less inclusive and engaging in private property, which is blasphemy in my religion. If you decide on the public option, then you can choose to get a permit or not. And in my view, asking permission to be free is surrendering your freedom. If you decide on the no permit option, then you have to think about, where can we get away with this? If you live near the beach, the seaside of the high tide mark is generally open to the public. And often half a sidewalk is available to the public. But if you want to lie down on the sidewalk, you may need to find a map to see if it is allowed in that area. What kind of music you can get away with is also at your discretion. And of course, in times of COVID, you're going to have to be spaced out 6 feet while you're spacing out. Be creative with your lights and decorations, because when the pigs do come, you'll have some stunning cop watch video. Shroom out!